It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit of the righteousness for which we hope. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts in faith is expressing itself through love. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be. Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offence of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they go to the whole way and emasculate themselves.
24 hours, if you had 24 hours to do absolutely anything, the total freedom to do anything you wanted, anything outside the box, money is no object. Nothing is of object. You can go anywhere you like. 24 hours. What would you do in those 24 hours? So talk to the people around you, discuss. What would you do if you had 24 hours to do anything? Off you go. Okay, let's come back. Let's come back. What would we do? What would we do? Any volunteers to share something? Big loud voices. Anybody volunteering? What would you do if you had 24 hours? Are you able to share, Luke? What would you do? Go to Disneyland, Florida. I think that would be a lot of the kids' choice. Good choice there. Yes. Oh, have a dog for a day. Oh, that's amazing. Something that you've always wanted, maybe. Something you can play with. What else would you do? 24 hours. Doesn't have to be amazing. It could be something basic. Yes. Yes, yes. Something you love on telly, Noah. Oh, sort of go back and do things again in school, maybe. Yes. Anything else? A party. All your friends, everyone you knew before in the past, come together. Amazing. Well, 24 hours of freedom. And it's surprising, isn't it, what we would do? Have we ever thought about that? And now we come into chapter 5 of Galatians. Chapter 5. And this is the one that everything's pointing to. How can we be totally surrendered to God? How can we be unburdened, unhindered, every day of our lives sold out for God? As we come into this chapter, we find out what we need to do. And I had this picture of a crossroads where we're looking back and moving forwards. We're looking back, we're standing in the middle and we're looking back at things that have hindered us, but we're moving forward. Which way are we facing? Freedom in Christ helps us move forward. Even though it's a struggle, it helps us move forward. Now at primary school, I love cross country. It's one of those things, like Marmite, you either love it or you hate it. And I was 11 years old and I found out we'd go round a field, I was pretty good at it, and I started to love cross country. I loved the mud, I loved the styles, I loved the freedom of getting out of the classroom. I was as you can probably tell, an energetic, lively child that just liked to run around. I loved it. It was the best thing. We used to go cross country every lunchtime at our school, and of course our school won everything. But I would go through the dense wood. There was trees, there was stiles, there was everything. And I thought I was totally prepared. They put me in a race. And I thought my first cross-country race. Now, my mum was an avid washer and ironer. She used to wash and iron everything. It had to be perfect, not like her three daughters, but she was washing and ironing. And so you can imagine me, beautiful white kit, white shoes, hair tied out, look up, looking the part. Off for this race, the gun went. All of the runners, all 11-year-olds, ran off. Now, I didn't realise we're all in long line and we had to get to a small funnel here. And my first race, I can picture it now. I got knocked over, I got pushed, I got elbowed on the floor. I was unprepared for what was going to be ahead. I was falling over stuff, and then there was the mud, and my shoes sank further down. And when I pulled my feet out, my shoes weren't there. And I was pulling out my shoes and running. And I didn't do that well, but I didn't give up. I was so prepared the next time. We got tape to strap the shoes on around my ankles, around my legs. I got used to using my elbows a little bit and running out harder. You see, life is sometimes like that. Sometimes, and a lot of the times, we stumble. A lot of the times I stumble. And here Paul was talking to the Galatians, to the church, and he was saying, you've stumbled, guys. You've fallen down again. You see, they were desperate to come into a friendship with Jesus. They wanted to become right with him. But they kept being persuaded. They kept going back to the law. They kept going back to the things of the past. They thought, this is the way to get right to God. They looked at the law and the rituals and the customs and the past. And they said, this is the way to come into the presence of God. This is the way we need to follow. And it became a massive stumbling block in their lives because they didn't truly believe that they were forgiven. They didn't truly believe that they were accepted by God. Every custom and law they did, it didn't bring them into that relationship. And Paul starts to talk about freedom. This is the way, he says, not by rules or customs or what you do, but freedom in Christ, where you can be truly forgiven, you can be released, you can have renewal of mind, not by what we do or how we work or by the law, but by the grace of God. By the grace of God. And we've got grace can often be described as God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches poured over us at Christ's expense, that unconditional love. Because he died for us, not that we deserved it, and he lavished the grace upon us. And I quite like doing examples. I think a lot of us learn things, don't we, by what we see. And this has always stuck in my mind. I don't know if you've seen it, but grace here by Jesus dying on the cross. Not what we've done, but Jesus dying on the cross. And in his blood just being poured out, overflowing, on and on and on, so we can come into a right relationship with him. That's grace, overflowing, abundant, not what we do, but by what he's done for us. Because all those strongholds and all those things that are pulling and holding us are stripped away so we can run the race marked out before us. And here Paul is addressing the church and he's saying, let the things of the past, let them go. By the grace of God, the abundant love, pour over your life. Because in this you have freedom. And in freedom there are boundaries. It's not doing whatever we want. There are boundaries, but these boundaries are set by God around us. Boundaries that teach us that equip us, that protect us. Boundaries that strengthen us, that shepherd us. And they keep coming in. When you're in a relationship with God and you're in total freedom with Him, He keeps telling you and equipping you and teaching you and moving you into that race marked out for your life. Youth, do you want to come up now? Those that are in that play for me. Now, I'll tell you, I've chosen Noah because he's known and loved by God and he knows who he is. So these things aren't over Noah. He knows who he is in God.
Yeah. Failure. You are no good at maths. Isolation. Who are your friends? Rejection. We don't want to talk to you. Past hurts. Remember how they hurt you. Past regrets, wasted time. Negative words, broken, fallen, lost, worthless. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Freedom from sin, guilt, shame, and a painful past. Freedom to be who you're meant to be.
For it is freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Stand firm, stand upright. Don't just stand there, but stand upright, knowing who you are in Christ. You see, true freedom brings true release in who you are. Who you are in Christ. Chosen, anointed for God's purposes. Stand rooted in Him. Stand focused on Jesus. So let the grace of God wash over us, bringing release and freedom so that we can run the race marked out. Run the race marked out for each individual one of us through the grace of God lavished upon us, bringing freedom in our lives. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to ask Alice and Hannah to come up. And they're going to do some prayers in a minute. And once the prayers, we're going to remain in the attitude of prayer. And you're going to be given a little ribbon by some of the youth. They're going to give out. Just hold the ribbon in your hand. You can take it home and use it as a bookmark. But what I want us to do is, as we're holding the ribbon in our hand, just let God speak to you. Just let God speak to minister to you. And we don't have to do anything. We don't have to strive anywhere. But God will just come and speak to you. And if there's anything that's holding you back, if there's anything that God just puts in your heart, then just open your hand and release that.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who you are called out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Thank you, Lord, that I belong in your kingdom, in your family. We pray for our Emmanuel. Help us to be lights to our community.
We pray for all those who are ill, in pain or suffering. Come and bring comfort and healing.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Lord God, have your way among us. Let us surrender our lives to you. Amen.